Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions. Apply.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
May I approach you? Do you recognize that?
I do.
What is that?
This is the device information that was captured by the Cellbrite program for the phone.
How do we know that this is Hannah Gutierrez's phone?
I received the extraction of the phone. There's some information on here, such as like the phone number, an email address, things like that, that would suggest that it is.
Okay. The phone number's on there?
Yes.
All right. Permission to publish?
Yeah.
Let's just kind of look at a couple of things here. I know it's, see if we can make it a little closer up. Does this tell you what kind of...
You want to use the microphone, just a little.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does this tell you what kind of phone it was?
It does.
What kind of phone was it?
So on number 6, you can see where it says detected model. It says iPhone, and then in parentheses, it says D as in David, 54, P as in Paul, A as in Adam, P as in Paul. That's the... iPhone code for an iPhone 12 Pro Max.
Okay. And I'm sorry, does this monitor usually come on? Because I can't see.
I can send it.
That would be great if I can see it on the monitor in front of me so I don't have to walk back and forth. My eyesight isn't good enough to see what's up there. Thank you, sir. Does it provide the date and time of the extraction?
The date and time of the extraction is actually on a different part of the extraction.
What's the what's in the number 2 column?
That is the
or
date
row rather.
I'm sorry. That is the that's the date and time that the phone was displaying at the time of when it was extracted in UTC.
Okay. So. What is your understanding about the date? I don't particularly care about the time. The date of the extraction.
That it was, the extraction occurred on December 8th of 2021.
And is there an Apple ID associated with this phone?
There is.
What's that?
So that is number 22 under Apple ID where it says HannahMeMail@gmail.com.
And what is the phone number associated with this phone?
The phone number is on line number 24, which is 928-444-3555.
What's the owner name of this phone?
The name that would appear on, say, a Bluetooth device is found on line 32, which is Gorilla Grip Pussy Pal.
Okay. And did you, at my request, did you separate out some contact information for one of the people in the contacts of this phone?
Yes.
I'm going to show you what I'm marking as State's Exhibit 93. May I approach? Sir, do you recognize State's Exhibit 93?
I do.
What is that?
This is the contact information for a contact stored as Dad Kula.
Thank you. I'm sorry, permission to publish? I'm already publishing.
Any objection?
No objection.
To the admission and publication.
Generally speaking, what information does this sheet have with regard to the contact Dad Kula, and if you could spell that for us?
Sure, it's D-A-D-C-U-L-A exclamation point. So what it has is information about that person's contact info, their WhatsApp phone number, their telephone number, when it was added as a contact, that sort of thing.
What's the phone number for Dad Kula?
The phone number is 323-365-2189.
All right, thank you. At my request, did you sort of pull out text messages from the date of October 20th, 2021?
I did.
I'm going to show you what I'm marking as State's Exhibit 94. And there are 3 pages to this exhibit. Mr. Hawks, do you recognize that?
I do.
What are we looking at there?
We are looking at a text thread between the 928 number I already referenced and a 505 number.
Okay.
All right, so you'll motion it in?
Permission to publish. And
first move.
I'll move for the admission of 92, 93, and 94, and then I think we're also going to do a general moving like we discussed.
Okay.
So, no objection, Judge.
All right, so you may publish.
When we're seeing this text message here that's on the screen, is this a text message from that phone or to that phone?
It is a text message from the 928 number to the 505 number.
Okay, and can you read it for us?
The content?
Yes.
Yes, it's LOL, I don't need that tonight anyways, right on, I might go smoke in the jacuzzi soon, but maybe not, I'm so pooped.
Okay, and I'm gonna show you the second page of Exhibit 94. And is that a text to or from Ms. Gutierrez's phone?
It is from her phone.
And it is to the 505 number?
Correct.
And if you can, and what's the date?
The date is October 20th, 2021 at 7:48 and 46 seconds p.m. local time.
Okay. And can you read that for us?
It says, headed down to get high out back, B.
Okay. I'm going to show you the third page of Exhibit 94. And what's in the blue?
So the blue is an incoming message from that 505 number to her phone.
And just for context, what does that message say?
That message says, time to eat now, how'd the blaze cess go?
And then is there a, and what time was that message sent?
So that message was received by the phone at 8:24 and 46 seconds p.m. in red at 8:25 and 47 seconds.
Okay. And so what your, this is the time that it was received?
Correct.
And this is the time it was read?
Correct.
And then is there a response to that text that we're looking at here in green?
There is.
And what time is that sent?
That is sent at 8:25 and 53 seconds.
And this is from Ms. Gutierrez's phone to the 505 number?
Yes.
And what does that text message say?
It says, I'm still smoking.
Okay, thank you. Did you sort of separate out for me a short thread between Ms. Gutierrez's phone and the Dad Kula contact?
Yes.
I'm going to show you what I'm marking as State's Exhibit 95. State's Exhibit 95 is a two-page exhibit. May I approach?
Yes.
Mr. Hawks, do you recognize that?
I do.
What is that?
These are messages that were exchanged between the 928 number and the Dad Kula contact on November 8th of 2021.
Approximately what time?
It starts at 4:08 and 36 seconds, and it ends at 5:24 and 38 seconds.
State's Exhibit 95 and ask permission to publish.
No objection.
All right, State's 95 is admitted. You may publish it.
And that message, is that from the 928 number?
Correct. So any of the messages that are in green are from the 928 number. And any messages in blue are from an outside number.
Okay. And can everybody read that? That way I don't have to have Mr. Hawks read it. And then I'm going to show you the second page, if everybody's had a moment to read that. I'll show you the second page. And in the second page, what are we looking at here?
So the top blue box is the response from the previous message that says, will do. And then beneath that is an image that was sent to her phone from the outside number.
What are we looking at there?
We're looking at a thumbnail of the image that was sent to her phone. So the image name is img_0686.heic, and we're looking at the inset thumbnail.
And were you able to collect that actual photo for me so we don't have to look at a thumbnail?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll get there in a minute. At my request, did you separate a text thread between Ms. Gutierrez, the Dad Kula contact, and a contact by the name of Jason Bowles?
Yes.
May I approach?
Yes.
And Mr. Hawks, do you recognize that?
I do.
And what is that?
This is part of the text message thread that you were just referencing.
And what's the date of that text exchange?
What is in front of me here starts on December 1st, 2021, and ends also December 1st, 2021.
Okay, give me just one State's Exhibit 96 and permission to publish.
No objection.
State's 96 is admitted. You may publish.
Can you just briefly explain what we're looking at here?
Sure. So the top blue box is a message from the Dad Kula contact to Ms. Gutierrez's phone. And the second blue box is an incoming message from Mr. Bowles' number to Ms. Gutierrez's phone.
So were the, was this a...
Your Honor, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We approach just a moment.
Oh, sure. Mr. Hawks, let me back up for just a moment. How do we know that three people were involved in this text conversation?
So the Cellbrite program will pull out text threads. So if you and I have a text thread, and you and I and another person have a text thread, those are two separate threads in my phone. So what we're looking at here is a thread that was between these three people.
Okay. This is not a thread that was only between Ms. Gutierrez and Mr. Bowles.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Has everybody had an opportunity to read that? I'm going to show you the second page of State's Exhibit 96. And Mr. Hawks, can you tell me what we're looking at here?
Yeah, we're looking at a continuation of that same text thread. So the top blue box is an incoming message from the contact from Mr. Bowles. The green box beneath that is an outgoing message to both, because it's a group thread. And then the bottom blue box is an incoming message from the Dad Kula contact.
Okay. Everybody have an opportunity to read those. I know they're pretty short, and at this point they may not make much sense, but we're getting there. I'm going to show you the...
This one of the jurors didn't see.
Oh. I'm going to show you page 3.
Can counsel approach, please?
Sure.
Okay, jury, we're going to break for lunch. Please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court, okay? And thank you. We'll be back at, what do you all want, 12:40 or what, 1 o'clock? What do you want?
Is 1 possible, Judge?
You're sure it is. Okay, 1 o'clock, okay? All right.
All rise.
Okay, and counsel, because he's still under oath and still testifying, please don't talk with any other witnesses about this case.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
1 o'clock, Mr. Fox.
All right, so counsel will be back at 10 of, and just in case there's anything to address. Okay,
yes,
thank you. We're in recess. And I'm absolutely bothered that someone went on court TV and then took pictures of the exhibits. So you're not on court TV, period. So if that happens, you're out of here for the rest of the trial. All right, thank you. All right, let's call in the jury. Did we get everything straightened out? Counsel? I don't want to rush you, but did we get that straightened out, or do you need more time?
Thank you.
Okay, wait, also on the court TV, also on the record, another order is that Court TV is ordered to redact the phone numbers that were put up on the text messages because their phones are blowing up. And the solution, obviously, is redaction from here on out. But I'm going to say that the people that were taking pictures contributed to that. All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
So let me know when you want to call in the jury.
All right, is that better? We're going to go back through real quick some of those text threads that we had on the Elmo, and we're going to have you read the content, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to place on the Elmo what was previously entered into evidence as State's Exhibit 96. Can you go ahead and just read that and remind us if this is a message that was sent by the phone or received by the phone?
Sure. So this was a message that was received by Ms. Gutierrez-Reed's phone from the Dad Kula contact that says, get someone to show her a single action gun and how it works. They don't go off by themselves. And then beneath that is an incoming message from Mr. Bowles' phone to Ms. Gutierrez-Reed's phone that says, yes, I sent her this manual I got today also.
Okay.
the problem.
Do you want me to just read them?
Just read them. Let's just, we gotta get this done. Thank you, sir. There's a state exhibit 96 that I've handed you. Can you just go ahead and read it? Explain to the jurors what you're reading, given that they've already saw it.
Yes, so this is exhibit 96. The first page I've just read. The second page.
And Mr. Hawks, what's the date of these conversations?
Sorry, this is December 1st, 2021. The second page starts with a message from Mr. Bowles to Ms. Reed that says, "I think I sent this," with an attachment. Beneath that is an outgoing message from Ms. Reed that says, "Yeah, honestly, that gun won't go off unless he fully cocked it." And then the final message on that page is a message from the Dadkula contact. Said if someone could just show her, she could see a transfer makes no difference. The final page starts with an outgoing message from Ms. Reed that says, "Yeah, we got some that just aren't long-barreled. They are the same thing." And then finally, a message from the Dadkula contact that says, "Exactly."
May I approach? I'm going to hand you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 95. And would you go ahead and do the same thing with 95?
Certainly. So 95 is from November 8th of 2021. And the first message is an outgoing message from Ms. Reed that says, "Hey, I need you to check out my boxes and send me some pictures of our boxes of dummies." The second page starts with an incoming text from the Dadkula contact that says, "Will do." And then beneath that is another incoming text message with a photograph.
And at my request, did you separate that photograph? Did you isolate that photograph for me?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to show you what's been previously entered into evidence as State's Exhibit 69. And we're going to do this the quick and old-fashioned way. Can you see that?
Yes.
Sorry for the dirty screen. What is that?
That is the image that was sent via text message, via iMessage, to Ms. Reed's phone for the Dadkula contact.
Thank you, sir. May I approach? Mm-hmm. Mr. Hawks, in addition to doing some work on Ms. Gutierrez's cell phone extraction, did you also do some work on cell phone extractions from some other folks involved in this case?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember their names?
There was a woman named Sarah. I don't remember her last name.
Okay.
And a gentleman whose name I don't remember. But
okay.
I'm sure I would if you refreshed my memory.
Well, I'm going to leave that to defense counsel, and I will pass the witness.
Thank you. Mr. Bullion.
Thank you, Judge. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
You mentioned you did some other extractions. Does the word Dave Halls ring a bell?
Yes.
All right. Is that the other phone that you looked at?
Correct.
All right. And, Judge, if I can publish just to his screen, please. You can stand there, stand here, wherever you would like.
You want to just walk up and show me?
It'll be quicker to do it this way, because then I can publish it if the judge admits it. Okay.
Here, why don't I just stand here,
yeah,
and I'll look over your shoulder. That's perfect. Sorry.
Yeah, that works.
And listen. You have to let
right, sir, what are you looking at?
Looks,
you just, what's on that screen and on your screen is different.
I'm showing you your desktop background.
Not if he doesn't mind. I don't mind. No, sir.
All right, what are you looking at here, sir?
I'm looking at the first page of a PDF of a Cellebrite report that was done by the New Mexico RCFL.
All right.
Of the phone that you just asked me about.
All right, and can you scroll down to the second page?
Yes.
All right. So what is this device information? What does this tell you?
So this is a summary of the data that is in this PDF report. It involves chats, native messages, which are, in this case, iMessages, WhatsApp, emails, timeline, and then data files, which include images and videos.
Okay. Is there information about deleted information on this device?
There is.
Can you tell us about that, please?
So the report indicates that there's one deleted iMessage and one deleted WhatsApp. In addition to that, there are five deleted emails, and there are some deleted images, but without knowing what the images are, I don't know if they're things that he actually deleted or if they were cached images that got purged.
And how many images are notated on the report as being deleted?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, help yourself.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So there's 152,237 images total, and there's 1,438 that are deleted.
You can just hold on to that.
And then 3,214 videos with seven deleted.
Okay. And when you're looking at a device and you see that something's been deleted, what does that actually mean? What is that telling you?
It means that it was deleted and recovered. So if I delete something from my cell phone and it's overwritten, or that memory is actually purged, then it's not recovered and there's just no evidence of it. So this shows that there were items that were deleted and recovered by the program.
All right, and you have no way of knowing if additional things were deleted, because it just wouldn't be extracted. You wouldn't have the information to look at.
Correct.
All right, and in your experience, do you know that sometimes happens?
I know that it can happen. I mean, if it's not there, I don't know that it was there to begin with and was deleted, but it certainly can happen.
Okay. Actually, I'll just leave this here with you. So if you can go to the emails page on that document.
Can we make sure he's got the right one?
Yeah,
I do.
All right. There's about 20 emails in Mr. Hall's extraction here. How do you know that these are actually his emails?
So there's incoming emails. The top one is an incoming email. It's just to avoid what we had earlier. It's to a Gmail address.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that account was installed on the phone, and this is an email that was received by his phone, signed into an email address associated with him.
Okay, so that physical phone has access to that email address?
Yes.
Okay. Judge, I would move to conditionally admit defendant's exhibit O.
Counsel approach.
Judge, can I retrieve my computer?
Yes.
And sir, you had mentioned emails being deleted. Can you say with certainty that emails were deleted from Mr. Hall's phone?
Well, Cellebrite recovered deleted information. So yeah, so it was recovered from a deleted, it's a recovered deleted email.
Okay. And the email that, actually went over that, apologies. If I could approach again. All right. Sir, I'm handing you what I've marked as Defendant's Exhibit P. Can you look at the first two pages of that document, please?
Yes.
All right. What is that?
This is an iPhone 11.
Is it Sarah Zachary's phone?
I'm looking for the device name.
Counsel approach.
And I may just be able to stipulate.
Well, no, I mean, you want you to look.
The state will stipulate that what Mr. Hawks is looking at is a cell phone extraction of the witness Sarah Zachary.
Thank you. Judge, may I retrieve my...
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, sir, with both Mr. Hall's phone and Sarah Zachary's phone, are the dates and timestamps listed in the extraction for text messages and emails, are those accurate?
Yes.
And how do you know them?
So everything in our phones in these SQLite databases is stored in UTC by default. What Cellbrite does is it converts it to whatever time zone we want it converted to, in this case, Mountain Time.
Okay, so the foundational testimony you gave at length regarding my client's phone would apply with equal force to both Mr. Hall's phone and Ms. Zachary's phone?
Yes, these are things that are written at the time.
Okay. Did you have any other role in this case? Did you do any other work in this case?
No, my primary role was to help the prosecutor sort of sift through various pictures and that sort of thing to make sure only images that were native to the phone came in, not cached images or things okay. that were beyond her control.
You mentioned on direct exam that there are some things that you don't get in a extraction. Would one of those things be something stored on a cloud, like an iCloud?
It depends. Are you referring to a document or an image?
Why don't you describe both?
So if we have things on our iCloud, typically it can be stored also locally on the phone and on the iCloud, or in the case of photographs, your phone may keep a little thumbnail that is a link to your iCloud account. So in that case, the original photo would not be on the handset. It would be on the cloud, but that thumbnail is essentially a gateway to the original image.
Okay. If something is just on the cloud and you don't have a gateway, as you described, is there a way to actually go get that information?
You could get it with a search warrant.
Okay. Did you discuss doing any kind of search warrant to retrieve images or texts or video from Sarah Zachary that she may have in the cloud?
No.
No? Do you recall having a email discussion on October 12th, 2023 with Ms. Morrissey about this subject?
I don't. I know that Ms. Morrissey, if you're telling me I had one with her, then perhaps I did. I sent her some various subpoena language. I don't remember this iCloud being part of it, but if you're telling me it was there, then I did.
Would looking at the email refresh your recollection?
Yes.
That could approach?
Yes.
Can I see
that? Sure.
Okay, this is for refreshing recollection. So you've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if you can refresh it.
Please.
assume you want me to read all of it, correct?
Just the top one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If it's refreshed your recollection, let me know, and if not, you know, let me know.
Yeah, so this is what I was referring to as far as...
So you're going to give that back to him, and he's going to ask if this refreshes your memory to the question he asked you.
Yeah, did that refresh your memory, sir?
What I think I meant by that, and I'm not really sure, so I don't... I can't say with 100% certainty if I was referring to... I'm sorry, you have a question beyond that, or it refreshed my recollection of the conversation. Yes.
Okay. So on Ms. Zachary's phone, you were requested to get tax videos and photos from September 15th, 2021 to November 21st, 2021. And you indicated that there were some photos that were not on her phone but might be on her iCloud account. Did you have further discussion about how you might go obtain those photos?
No, I think what we're referring to the same thing. I believe my recollection is that I'm referring to the thumbnails. So if I were to download a thumbnail from a phone and you were to put it onto a television screen, it just gets blurry as opposed to the actual full-size image. That's my recollection of the full-size image may be on the iCloud.
Okay. And you said in here that there are no entries on the phone or image metadata, right?
Correct.
All right. I don't have anything else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Redirect.
Just real quick, Mr. Hawks. Is it possible for a person's phone to delete things without the operator of the phone intending for that to happen?
What do you mean specifically?
And I thought there was a discussion earlier when we were off the record that sometimes the phone automatically deletes certain things. That's what I'm referring to.
So you're referring to cached images?
Right.
So when we go to a website or social media, our phone will capture a series of images, and those images go into what's called a cache folder. And after a certain amount of time, that cache folder automatically will delete. But that's not from the person's camera roll.
And it wouldn't be from their email either?
Contents?
I'm speaking about what Mr. Bullion was referencing with regard to Mr. Halls's deleted data.
Not to my knowledge.
It
wouldn't, no.
Okay, I just wanted to square that up. Thank you. I don't have anything further. Appreciate you.
Excuse.
Thank you. Next witness.
And just for the record, I'm going to reserve just in case we need to bring him back.
You're reserved. Don't talk to any witnesses.
Yes, ma'am.
The state calls Catherine Rowe Walters.
Swear affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, have a seat, talk into the microphone. Thank you.
Go ahead and state your full name.
Full name, Catherine Elizabeth Walters.
Thank you. And do you go by Roe?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Ms. Walters, were you a member of the crew of the movie Rust?
Yes, ma'am.
And what role did you have?
I was the unit production manager.
What does a unit production manager do?
A unit production manager is the person on set who is making sure the day-to-day operations go smoothly.
All right. And are you familiar with Ms. Gutierrez?
I am.
Your role on set... If a crew member needs something, would you maybe be the person they would go to?
Yes, ma'am.
So I want to ask you, did Ms. Gutierrez ever specifically request from you additional training time with Mr. Baldwin?
Not to me.
Did Ms. Gutierrez request generally additional training days as an armorer from you?
No, not from me.
We understand that there was a prop truck on the movie set, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
During the filming of the movie, before the incident that occurred on October 21st, when filming wasn't going on, so in the evenings or on the weekends, how was that prop truck secured?
There's a side door on that truck, and the back door, the back roll-up door, are secured by padlocks.
And so that happened even prior to October 21st?
Yes, ma'am.
And who would lock the truck in the evening or for the weekend?
Either it would be the department heads or it would be the Teamsters who were maintaining the trucks.
And so were they combination locks or key locks?
I believe they were key locks, but I don't remember.
Can you tell us who had access, who had the keys, who could go get in the prop truck?
It would be anyone who had the keys to do it. The department heads were the ones that usually had keys or combinations.
Who were the department heads? Can you just give us their names?
Sure. So for props, it was Sarah Zachary. For armory, and I believe that Sarah and Hannah shared keys. The other department heads would have been Sergey and a couple of others that I honestly don't recall, but they would have had keys to their trucks.
And they have keys to the locks that lock the truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you have a key to the locks?
No.
Well, did Ms. Gutierrez reach out to you a couple days after Ms. Hutchins' death and ask to meet you at the prop truck?
Yes.
And why did she want to meet you at the prop truck?
She was getting ready to head back home and wanted to grab some personal effects off the truck.
And were you able to provide her access to the truck?
Yes.
How were you able to do that if you didn't have the keys?
So after the incident occurred, we had the Teamsters pull all of the locks off the trucks and had a different set of keys so that the only people who would have access were myself. And the Teamster captain were the only two people who had those access.
And why would the Teamster have access to the truck?
Because they were the ones, if they needed to move it for any reason, do any maintenance, any of those things.
Okay. You have actual Teamsters that are working on the movie set that are maintaining the trucks?
Yes, ma'am.
And driving the trucks?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So when Ms. Gutierrez, do you recall the date that Ms. Gutierrez asked you to meet at the prop truck?
I do not.
Do you agree that it was just a couple days after the incident?
I do.
Okay. And do you know everything that Ms. Gutierrez took out of the prop truck?
I do not.
Did you see any of the items that she took out of the prop truck?
I saw a few things, but I don't remember exactly everything.
Can you just describe to us the few things that you did see her take out of the prop truck?
I remember a couple of gun belts, and I think I remember a couple of cardboard boxes, but nothing other than that.
Okay. And Ms. Gutierrez took these items from the prop truck prior to the police executing a search warrant on that truck. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. I will pass the witness. Thank you.
Cross your hand.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Ma'am, In addition to Ms. Gutierrez-Reed, you allowed other people to get their personal effects as well, didn't you?
From the set?
Yes.
Yes.
So after the incident, the law enforcement cleared the scene, mm-hmm. and everybody thought it was clear, correct?
Correct.
And so you allowed multiple people to get their personal effects, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't just Ms. Gutierrez-Reed?
Correct.
Okay. Now, with regard to that said, I want to ask you, were you aware of the camera crew walking off?
Yes.
And they were disgruntled?
Yes.
When did they walk off that set?
I received resignation emails the night before.
Okay. So this was the night before the incident, the night before the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And these camera crew, and how many of them walked off?
My memory says six, which was the full team.
So the full team, the full camera crew walked off set. So for the set next day, you have to get a new camera crew.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how did you, were you in charge of that?
It was a joint effort between myself, my line producer, Gabrielle Pickle, and our producers as well.
Are you and Miss Pickle, do you talk, or on the set, did you talk quite a bit? Did you talk daily?
Yes.
Okay, so, and I don't want to get into hearsay comments, what somebody else said, but were you aware that Miss Gutierrez-Reed had requested additional training of Mr. Baldwin?
For Mr. Baldwin, no.
Okay, you never had that discussion with her?
No.
But do you know whether Miss Pickle did?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay. So let's go back. You and a couple more people are trying to get the camera crew. Mm-hmm. Is that right? And did you get them for the next day?
We did.
Okay. You had to scramble. I mean, that night? Is that, make calls that night?
Yeah, I was making calls that night and very early the next morning.
The camera crew that walked off because they were disgruntled, did they come to the set that next morning?
They did.
Do you know what they were doing the next morning? Did you watch them or did you see them?
Yeah, I was with them for part of the morning. They were retrieving their own personal effects off of the camera truck.
Okay. Did you see any of them walk around to other parts of set, or were they just getting their effects?
From what I remember, they were just around the truck.
Okay. The prop truck, during the day, that was not secured during the days of set. Is that correct?
As far as I know, it was not secured, no.
Okay. So during the day that filming goes on, and what are the hours of that generally?
Generally, we would start anywhere between 6 and 7 a.m. and go till 7 or 8 p.m.
Okay, so for approximately that 12 or 13-hour period, whatever it would be, that prop truck was open?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. Theoretically, everybody on set could have had access to that prop truck?
Theoretically.
Okay. Now, you said that it was you and the Teamsters that would secure that truck after hours, is that right?
It would be the department heads and the Teamsters.
Department heads and Teamsters.
Yeah.
Who was the person, the Teamster in particular, that would do that?
I do not remember his name.
Okay. After the shooting, do you remember who that Teamster, who that captain, I think he said, was?
I would honestly have to go back through my notes. I cannot remember his name right now.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
And do you have your notes, or?
I do not.
That's okay. Okay. So you don't remember his name?
I do not.
Okay. Did you check every night before you left to make sure that prop truck was locked?
No.
Okay. Now, with regard to Miss Gutierrez-Reed, my understanding is that you never heard any complaints about her.
I did not.
Okay. And that was the entire time of the rest set?
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you also, after the incident, after the shooting, I understand you went into the church approximately 2 days after?
That sounds correct, yes.
Okay, and you were going to remove media?
Yes.
Is that right? Were you trying to assist them to remove the media from the camera to see if anything had been filmed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that was with regard to filming of the actual shooting, correct?
Yes, sir.
And were you able to remove that?
I was.
Were you able to determine whether there was any filming?
Of the incident?
Yes.
There was no filming of the incident that was recorded.
Okay. Do you know whether anybody may have had access to that camera after the shooting and before you removed the media?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. When you said there was no filming, are you familiar enough with that camera system to know whether, if they're looking through the monitor, mm-hmm. that it has to be rolling?
They can look through the monitor whether it's rolling or not.
Okay. So your knowledge of that camera is they can look through it without it rolling?
Correct.
Okay. Now, with regard to that prop truck search, you were present for that search, correct?
I was.
And you also present for that search was Seth Kinney?
Yes, he was there.
Okay. And do you remember why Seth Kinney there? Did he go to provide the code?
No, I think he was there because a lot of the firearms that were there were his. So he was there to be with the sheriff's office.
He was there with the sheriff's office when they arrived?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know whether he was let into the prop truck? Do you recall that?
I do not recall.
Okay. Were you in the truck or outside when the search happened?
Outside.
Did you look inside the back of that truck?
I did.
Did you see that prop cart in the truck?
I do not recall.
Okay. Now, if it was in the pictures, would you have any idea why the prop cart was in the prop truck?
I am confused by your question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this way. If the prop cart was in the prop truck, do you know who must have moved that into the prop truck?
I can make an assumption, but I do not know for sure who would have moved it.
No, don't guess.
And yeah.
If you don't know, you don't know.
No.
Okay. All right. You indicated you got keys to the locks for the prop truck after the incident.
Yes, sir.
And you said the captain Teamster had one too.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have the combo to that gun safe?
No.
Okay. Now, you talked a little bit about Baldwin and its safety training. Did you ever observe that training that was done with Baldwin?
I saw it from a distance, but I was not close enough to hear anything.
Okay, and did you observe that Baldwin was not really paying attention?
His back was to me and they were up a hill. I do not know.
You don't know that? Okay.
No, sir.
On the set, after it was over for the day, mm-hmm. you're aware that Ms. Gutierrez Reed, Ms. Zachary, everybody had to basically clear out. They had to leave. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So at the end of the day, it's fair to say they weren't accorded time to clean the prop truck because at the end of the day, they needed to go.
Correct.
And during the day, Ms. Zachary, because this set's pretty busy.
Yeah.
You agree with that? During the day, they're doing their prop jobs and their armor job duties, those kind of things, correct?
Correct.
So there's no time really to go back during the day, take a break, and go back and clean everything. And there's not at night either, is there?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Honor. I don't have any.
Redirect.
Ms. Walters, I want to be clear. Between October 21st and October 27th, did anyone other than Ms. Gutierrez request to get items out of the prop truck?
Not to me. Not to my knowledge.
It was only Ms. Gutierrez that you gave access to the prop truck between the 21st and the 27th?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And on the movie set, did you guys hire security guards?
There was 24-hour security at the gate, but they did not walk around on set.
Okay. But if someone were to try to drive in, they would encounter that security guard, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And is this location convenient to get to?
Not really.
Okay. I think you indicated on cross-examination that no one complained to you about Ms. Gutierrez. Do you recall saying that?
I do recall.
Isn't it true that one of the reasons that the camera crew indicated they were leaving was because of the accidental discharges from firearms on set?
Your Honor, I'm going to object on hearsay. That would be the basis for that.
Well, I'm basically impeaching her because she indicated.
Counsel approach, just you two.
Ms. Walters, do you know if one of the reasons that the camera crew left was because of accidental discharges on set?
They cited safety concerns, yes.
Did they specifically say accidental discharges on set?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Bowles asked you about the camera crew coming the following day to collect their belongings.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think you indicated that they stayed at the camera truck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. And is the camera truck and the prop truck the same thing?
No.
In your experience, do people on the camera crew frequently bring their own equipment, stands, cables, stuff like that?
Sometimes, yes.
And did they on the set of Rust?
Yes, they did.
Is that your understanding of what they were taking?
Yes.
During the day, when filming was going on, was the prop truck being overseen by a driver? A member of the Teamsters that you hired?
He might not have been there all the time, but he was around, yes.
Okay. And I want to just ask you a couple of quick questions about your experience. How many films or productions, even TV is fine, have you been the unit production manager on? Prior to this?
Prior to this, 3 or 4.
And did any of those other productions have an armorer?
They did not.
This was the first production you worked on that had an armorer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I don't have anything further.
Your Honor, do you have any objection?
No.
Okay. Just real briefly, I asked you earlier about, you were saying that you don't remember, you couldn't see if Mr. Baldwin was paying attention during that training?
Correct.
You recall in your pretrial interview that you did indicate that he wasn't paying attention?
I have been told he wasn't paying attention. I did not physically see it.
Okay, so, and I don't want to get into the hearsay comment.
Sure.
So, but you didn't see it yourself?
I did not.
Okay. With regard to the, with regard to the accidental discharges, were you aware that there was a discharge with special effects?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
You're excused.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness.
Can we approach, Your Honor?
Okay, first of all, guess what? You need to approach again. I don't know if you think it's your lucky day, but we're going to break early. I think from the faces I see, it's a good thing. Okay. All right, but we have one question that we're going to ask you to go back in to your room and answer this question, and then come back out and get dismissed, and we give you all the don't forget language. Okay. It'll come clear to you. You're all going to go out. He's going to ask you that question. He's going to get your answer. And then he's going to give me the answer on that piece of paper. And then you all are going to come back in. Okay?
All right. All rise.
All right, you may be seated. When we're waiting here for the jury, and Haven and I are, you know, shooting the breeze, that it was being picked up on Court TV, so, you know, people knew that I walked my dogs when I got home, you know, things like that, and so. We just want to make sure we were all kind of skirmish on which things trigger us going on Court TV, so that's why we went in the hallway. We didn't mean to be secretive, we just wanted to take a breather on feeling, you know, a little, you know, tight up here. That's why, okay? So, We wanted to share that because we didn't want to leave that impression. Okay, so they're supposed to write it down here, but you can tell me.
So do I need everyone to individually write
No,
the
I mean just, what's the answer? And I'm sure you all are doing it as well, counsel. You're doing the same thing I'm doing, right?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
You're reminding your witnesses not to watch court
yes.
TV?
Yes.
Okay.
And we did mention experts, but other than that...
No, experts were included.
At the start, Your Honor, we talked about experts being able to watch.
I didn't understand it that way.
I think that we agreed that our experts get to watch.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
They would be allowed in the courtroom.
Yeah, okay, I misunderstood. So anyone that's not an expert witness, please do not get on court TV to watch what has preceded you, because we invoke the exclusion rule. Hello? Okay, jury, so like I said, it's your lucky Friday. So you're getting recessed, and please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court. Don't be looking at any news media accounts or any type of account, and anybody, you know, and TikTok or whatever. And don't Google anything about the Rust situation, the production, or anything, or about the trial, and don't do any research, okay? All right. Have a very rested weekend. We'll see you Monday at 8:30, okay? All right, thank you.
All right.
And you know where to go on Monday. Okay. Yes. Don't forget to get those exhibits, what were they, K? K
yes, through?
Okay. Okay, thank you. We're in recess. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Roll.
More Roll Courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.